Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the country rock sound of Justin Fouts and his latest self-titled CD. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Since the launch of Rockwired Radio Profiles, the presence of country music on our show has been non-existent until now. Justin Fouts is the first country artist to be featured on our show, and he just so happens to have a great new self-titled album out there at the moment. I had a chance to speak with Justin about the recording of the album and the response to it thus far, and you'll be hearing all of that in just a few minutes. From his self-titled release, here is Justin Fouts with Dancing with the Devil.
Every night I
From his self-titled release, that was Justin Fouts with Dancing with the Devil. Visit Justin at his official website, www.justinfouts.com. I had a chance to speak with Justin about his new album, and here's how it went. Well, Justin, you got a great CD out here, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I think it turned out pretty good, actually. I mean, you know, it was recorded in Nashville and all that, where I did all the tracks, and one of my good friends and great engineer out of Nashville, Taylor Pollard, you know, he mixed and engineered everything on it for me, and, you know, I really liked the way it came out. Definitely a lot better on the country end of things versus in recording country music in California. I mean, it's, you know, it's a little more... They know a little bit more about it in Nashville, so I've tried it out here before on the recording side with country music, and it just doesn't get the same result as Nashville.
How so?
You know, a lot of it's like clarity and the size of the music, like they're making it a really big sound, and you know, country's changed so much that it's more like pop music than anything nowadays. So it's kind of like, you know, it. I don't know. I mean, you know, microphones they use. I've been in a lot of studios out in, you know, in L.A. that are basically just, you know, basic. And everything that they use here in Nashville is a lot, you know, bigger. And plus, I recorded all my songs in, like, multi-million-dollar studios, like, that all my buddies and people I met in Nashville work where, you know, Keith Urban records and Brad Paisley and all the country stars, so... That probably helped a lot, too.
I see. And how do you think that, well, other than the fact that it was recorded in Nashville, how do you think this is different from anything else you've ever worked on?
I don't think it's different than anything else worked on. I think, you know, the songwriting side of it is, I mean, the songs that I've written are, you know, a lot more mature than, like, my last record and things like that. I mean... The last record I did in 06, I was just like 19 years old, or 20, so it was more of a trial run. I mean, I've played on a lot of people's records, but I mean, I play all styles of music as far as a guitar player. I mean, I was raised up as an actual instrumentalist where, I mean, I play guitar, drums, bass, piano, so it's, I mean, I don't know how to differentiate it because it's the same. I mean... You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And in reading about you, it seems like, you know, music was a natural inclination for you. You seemed to grab onto it at a young age. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was four when I took my first guitar lesson. A little bit older than four. I mean, it was right in the four area. I got my first guitar on my fourth birthday. And, you know, it was one of them things where, you know, my mom and dad, they bought me the movie La Bamba, and I always was like, I was always like, I want to be like that, except for the ending.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I sat down and I watched that movie so many times that I burnt the movie out, and I finally just learned how to play La Bamba by watching it before I even had guitar lessons. And, you know, my dad had a guitar around the house a lot, and my family, there was a few musicians in my family and stuff, and it was, you know, just one of the things that just came easy to me. And then once I learned guitar, it was more of a rhythmic thing, so I picked up drums and piano, and then, you know, got into some of the other instruments and into horn instruments, played alto sax for a while. And I mean, it came easy. It was, I don't really know how to explain it, because it was just one of them things. It was like driving a car, you know.
I see.
It was just something that I did all the time. There was no really... I didn't play a lot of sports. You know, I didn't do a lot of the things that other people did. I just, you know, I was so focused on it from the get-go that I just stuck with it and that was it.
I can only make assumptions about what kind of music inspired you, but what kind of music did inspire you? I mean, you started with La Bamba, a very interesting start, so where did it go from there?
You know, from La Bamba, it went to about, I'd say around the age of 10, 11 or so, it was more of like Stevie Ray Vaughan, I mean, I grew up a lot with, like, Little River Band. My parents just listened to them, the Eagles, and all that. So, I mean, all the classic rock stuff, and then I got really into the guitar playing side of playing, like, blues music. And then it just kind of went from there to country music once I moved to South Carolina, which I lived there when I was about 18 to 20, or no, 17 to... Yeah, 17 to 19, I think is what it was. And like 2 years, and then I moved to California from there, and that's where the country, old country thing kind of went up. And then, of course, I went to Nashville for a few years, and then now I'm back.
Visit Justin Fouts at his official website, www.justinfouts.com. From his self-titled new release, here is Justin Fouts with Coming Back Around.
Do you wanna get down? The revolution's coming. It's coming back around. I was raised on Springsteen, Tom Petty and the Rolling Stones. What happened to the good old days when music only came from the soul? Nowadays it's manufactured pop stars, auto-tune if you can't sing. I miss those days when women jumped on stage and Elvis was still the king. Do you wanna rock and roll? And do you wanna get down? The revolution's coming, it's coming back around. It's coming back around. Turn your radio up loud, let the music flow. Open up your heart now, here we go.
Explain, if it's explainable, how songwriting happens for you. How does that work?
Songwriting, now that is explainable. With me, with a song, it's usually... I'm not the type of guy that sits and writes music about things in my life and all that. I mean, there's very few songs you'll catch of me that I've written that are about situations about myself. A lot of songwriting that I do and the songs I write come from things I see. I mean, for instance, you know, being at a restaurant, I can see somebody talking across the bar or at the table next to us or having an issue, or if I overhear something or anything, just driving down the road that I see that interests me. I mean, I can go write a song, but I mean, usually songwriting to me kind of comes like playing an instrument to me does. I mean, because I write so many songs all the time, it's like one of them things that you could give me a title or a line, and I can make a song out of it. It's really not, you know, it's really not a formula to it. The formula I stick to is your typical formula writing for country music and things like that, but lyrically, it's just the idea comes to me when it comes to me, which usually is every day at some point.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most and why?
Dancing with the Devil, track one. That one I wrote with a writer in Nashville, a friend of mine, Benji Harris, who is he's signed with RPM Music Group in Nashville, and that one was just a very... I think that one resonates most because that was the quickest song I think I've ever written in my life. We wrote the song in like 30 minutes and everyone loves it. And it was like, it was basically just about his roommate that came in that was drunk and passed out on the couch. And so we ended up switching the story around to make it a girl that had a problem. And it was a guy's point of view looking at her trying to fix her life. I mean, because we, you know, we take something and we shape it up to the way we wanted it. And then that one stands out a lot. Track three, Coming Back Around, does, because it's a very anthem song that sticks to me as like something that would be on the radio for, you know, a big song. Like, it's got a kind of that Springsteen feel, like when we play it live, it's very a very big song, big solo. It's a lot longer than the way we do it on the record, obviously, but it's just got that, you know, it's about rock and roll and the way things used to be and the way things are now in music, and you know how, you know, it's coming back around, you know, I mean, you just wait for it and it's going to come back around, and when it does, you know, somebody, it's going to hit you in the face, and that one person that's singing or that artist or myself or whoever that comes, you know, out of nowhere is going to change everything, you know.
I see.
And it's, you know, it's about all them people that basically, you know, come up with new styles of music and do their own thing, where they just show up out of nowhere and they end up creating a whole new thing and a whole new genre in music and everything, which is, I think, is fantastic. I mean, that, you know, those two are actually the biggest ones that stand out to me, and those are both upbeat songs. I mean, slower song-wise, I mean, ballad on that record, I would go for, like, something like Stay Home Tonight, which is kind of a waltzy tune, which is very, you know, that song I actually did write about a personal thing about a girlfriend at the time and stuff, you know, and I was always gone and she always didn't want me to be gone, which is, you know, it's all good stuff. I mean, the whole record's great to me, but I mean, those three big ones that stand out to me.
I see. And talk about live shows. I mean, is it easy to get a live show in L.A. or being a country artist? Or?
It depends on where I'm playing. I mean, there's several venues out here that a lot of people don't know about that actually do country music. And the thing with me, though, is, I mean, that's my job, and that's all the musicians in my band's job, so it's not one of the things where I can go play for a percentage of the bar, tickets at the door at a small club. It's like, you know, I have to have a set amount or a big venue that, you know, we can sell out, you know, and it's, I mean, it's easy for me to get gigs. I mean, I play so many shows, it's ridiculous. I'm getting over a cold.
Well, no problem.
And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of clubs that we do, that we play at, but it's easy. I mean, for me, I mean, I work with a booking agent a lot, too, so, I mean, there's a lot of things I don't really know about that just pop up, but, I mean, there's things I do book. I mean, there's a large amount of clubs out here, and, I mean, we do a lot of shows, so, I mean, it's simple. I mean, there's really, it's all about just getting out there and calling people and doing it, you know?
I see. And, what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
I would like them to come back with a a changed outlook on country music, because a lot of people look at country music like, oh, I don't listen to country music, I can't listen to hokey music like that, when not all country music is like that. And a lot of people even listen to some people that are really, you know, famous, and they don't understand, you know. And it's like, it's really a, you know, it's a great record, just all around. Your pop, it's got your rock, bluesy edge to it, it's got a whole thing to it. I mean, and there's a lot to that's said in the record, and a lot of feeling and meaning to the music, songs, and the fact that I did all the guitar tracks on every song, not just the lead or the riff, I mean, everything, acoustics, electrics, all that. I mean, it's a musician's record, so there's a lot of guitar playing in it, there's a lot of guitar solos that, you know, would be interesting for guitar players themselves. It's all really skilled musicians that were in the band. There's so much to be taken from the record, and it's like, it's just all around, I think, just a great record, period. So, that with that. But like you said a second ago, though, about the live thing, I forgot to mention also, as far as a live show goes, my show itself is something that is completely different from the record that you will never experience. I mean, our show itself, I mean, we will do shows sometimes where we play 3 hours straight without taking a set break.
Wow.
And it's, you know, very energetic, very live, everyone's up on their feet. We try and avoid the slow songs. So, it's one of them, you know, stay up all night type deals, and it's a very tiring show on my end. But we love doing it.
Visit Justin at his official website, www.justinfouts.com. From his self-titled new release, here is Justin Fouts once more with Stay Home Tonight.
I'll be all right here by myself till the morning light, but I wish you wouldn't go. Please stay, I just want to hold you tight. I know work is crazy, you're gone all the time, been just calling, stay home. But worry, each time you leave, I'm up all night. I can't sleep, I can't dream, I can't do anything without you by my side. Can't you see I miss you by the look in my eyes? You could call me crazy, please stay home. Can't you find a reason to stay in my arms? Tell the boss it's snowing outside way too hard, but I know you have to go. Well, you know where I'll be. It'd be the time of our lives if you stay home tonight. Okay, now baby, I guess that it's time for you to go. You say, honey, I love you, and I say that I love you more. You drink your tea and say that I'm running out of time. Why can't you please just stay home? Can't you find a reason to stay in my arms? Tell the boss it's snowing outside way too hard, but I know you have to go. Well, you know where I'll be. It'd be the time of our lives if you stay home tonight. I watch you back out the drive, it feels just like your night coming back. just when I start to cry and walk right back inside and say, I finally found a reason to stay in your arms. I told the boss that my love just has a broken heart, and I don't have to go. This is where we'll be. Let's make the time of our lives and stay home tonight. Just stay home tonight. Just stay home tonight. Stay home tonight. Just stay home tonight.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Justin Fouts for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. Visit Justin at his official website, www.justinfouts.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.